Irish athletes are leaving Rome today with 10 medals, 5 gold and 5 silver after the European Athletics Championships. Last night, the women's 4x400 relay team came second in their final. With 44 days to go to the Olympics now, there are high hopes for medals on the track, in the pool, in the boxing ring, in the gym and the Olympic Nautical Stadium. That's where our rowers will compete. Sports Ireland Director of High Performance, Paul McDermott, is with us. Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call today.
Hi, Gavin. How are you?
You're just back from Rome. How was it?
It was amazing last night, Gavin. It was really a thrill and a privilege to be in the stadium. I don't know if a lot of people watched the race on television last night, but there in person was phenomenal. The stadium was pretty much full because there was a lot of Italian athletes in action. And, you know, the relay, the 4x4, really thrilling races to watch because as the baton has passed from athlete to athlete, these waves of noise circle around the stadium. And when the Irish team were so involved and so prominent all the way through and in with a chance of a medal and finally delivering the medal, it was really, really exciting. It was really brilliant to be there. And then the team afterwards, I mean, they're all amazing people. They came out, a huge Irish crowd there, as people could see on television, went outside for the medal ceremony, and the team spent ages with all the supporters and the kids with the photographs and everything. It was a really brilliant night, and they just represented Ireland so brilliantly, both on the track and off the track.
Yeah, the girls spoke about how much it meant to them to have such a big Irish support there. Who is that Irish support? Is that family, friends? Who's there?
Well, there's family and friends, but there's a very healthy athletics community. I mean, athletics in Ireland is strong at club level, so you meet a lot of people from different athletics clubs who, they love their sport and this is what they do. And now there are people who organise, they get together, and they've been in Glasgow at the World Indoors earlier this year. They're in Munich and Budapest, and it's kind of an organised thing, and it's very noticeable. People in world athletics and European athletics really notice the fact that the Irish fans are there in such numbers and they're so vocal, and now delighted to have athletes who are at that level that they can support. But, you know, athletics in Ireland is pretty strong, and the clubs are strong, and these are people who give their life to it. A lot of them are family and friends, of course, but they're also the coaches, volunteer coaches, and people who are involved in grassroots who, you know, meet these athletes when they're kids and bring them along, and they're all involved one way or another. And then this is what they do. This is the thing they get their enjoyment from, and they bring an awful lot of colour and excitement to every event they go to.
Yes, and there's lots of excitement back home now about athletics, a real buzz after seeing the success of the last few days. And as you mentioned, athletics participation was already booming at all ages, from those who would consider themselves to be contenders later on, for those in later life who are still active in the sport. But the facilities, Paul, we have a long way to go yet.
Well, we've made a lot of progress, and we accept that. We know that, like, a 400-metre athletic track and all the warm-up tracks are throwing circles and that, it takes up a lot of real estate. But there are more than 50 running tracks around the country. The clubs are booming. There's new clubs around Dublin, new facilities around Dublin, Limerick. And every community wants an athletics club, right? But it's very important when you build a facility that you have to have programs and people that can maximise the use of those facilities. But certainly, you know, the success of the team at the high level, it brings people in, it creates interest. People are knocking at the door of their clubs, and therefore we've got to make sure that the volunteer coaches are of the requisite standard, the facilities are there. So it is a big effort. I mean, this creates an additional demand, which I think generally people would love to meet, because it is a great sport. It adds enormously everywhere that where you see it strong. The great thing, if you actually see the, you know, we have North, South, East and West represented in our medals there.
Yes.
You know, we've got Sligo, we've got Tipperary, you've got Waterford, County Down, Dublin. Like, it is brilliant. That's an amazing thing. And so it's very powerful. And because it's an individual sport, when they get together as teams and relays, you know, it adds an extra level of excitement and a real affinity with the Irish public. Because there is a long tradition of athletics in Ireland. Like, it is a well-established and strategically important sport.
What's your role with these athletes in particular? Because many of them would train away from Ireland, in Britain, the US and the Netherlands, I'm thinking, for example.
Yeah, so like Sport Ireland is the statutory agency that has a responsibility to promote high performance sport. And we do that in cooperation with the national governing bodies and indeed with the Olympic Federation of Ireland, Paralympics Ireland. And we also have our colleagues in Sport Ireland Institute who provide services. And we provide funding and a mandate and certain degree of expertise to work with these sports. Now, athletics is unusual. Like with boxing or with rowing, you can have a centralized system. obviously each individual athlete in track and field, they have a personal journey. So somebody like Rashid Abdelikesh is based in Texas.
Yes.
Kieran McGeehan is based in the UK now. But a lot of the other athletes are Irish-based. They're still in their clubs, they're still in universities where they have scholarships, access to facilities, and their coaches, their club coaches. So each individual athlete, you know, has a different journey. They are funded individually, a lot of them, not all of them, but most of them. They have services from Sport Ireland Institute. And they're working, obviously, within the high-performance system, within Athletics Ireland, and they're supported there. So our overall, we fund the wider system. It's 25 million in high-performance funding this year. Our colleagues in the institute, as I say, and then the governing bodies themselves, they run the actual programs. That you saw last night, that's an athletics program that is run by Athletics Ireland. Hamish Adams, the chief executive, and Paul McNamara is the performance director. And they're responsible for that individual program. We're the overarching body.
Now, I mentioned the number of sports where we have legitimate hopes to win medals at the Olympics. Realistically, how big do you think our haul could be?
Well, wouldn't really fault me to speculate in June. What's going to happen in July and August. I'm very respectful of our colleagues in the Olympic Federation of Ireland are doing a brilliant job organising Paris and Paralympics Ireland indeed for later in August and September. But
we have world-class rowers, Daniel Whiff and Rashida, like these are genuine hopes of gold medals.
Serious. I mean, they're world champions. I mean, people are operating at the top level of world sport. At the Olympics is a slightly different, you know, it's a different world because it's every 4 years and it's the globe and everybody's there and some of our athletes are young and we just don't want to create any additional pressure on any individual. Like each individual athlete owns their performance, but we collectively ourselves, Sport Ireland, the Olympic Federation, the governing bodies, we're working together and indeed Sport Northern Ireland, working together to make sure that the team is best prepared and that every athlete has the best opportunity to reach their potential. Look, it's very exciting. I think the Irish public will have a great couple of months watching the Olympics and the Paralympic Games. We've got some brilliant young athletes who are great ambassadors, but I think I don't want to get too far into speculation except to say that, look, I think we will enjoy ourselves. The people will do really well. They do themselves proud and do us proud. And if everything goes to plan, obviously, we'll all be happy at the end of it. But I don't want to add any additional pressure on any individual because, like, last night is amazing to win these medals, you know, over the last week in the European Championship. Within themselves, those are amazing achievements. And we just want to, I suppose, enjoy that for a few days. And then the additional pressure of the Olympics and Paralympics, Paris 24, that'll ramp up now over the next few weeks.
Looking forward to it all. Paul McDermott, High Performance Director at Sport Ireland. Thank you very much for speaking to us.